This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thursday evening, newest head coach in town from Florida Atlantic University, Coach Zach Kittley, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Thanks for trying hard to get in touch with us, too.
Yeah, no, not a problem at all, man. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Welcome to South Florida, and obviously, you know, I mean, you're a young guy, but at the same time, you have the experience. You've been around high-level football before. You've seen how it's done. You know what it entails to build a program from really the ground up. Talk about Florida Atlantic University and what was appealing, because obviously, Coach, you were in a good, great situation, you know, at Texas Tech, and you had an opportunity to, you know, to call the shots. But what was appealing? Was it being a head job in a Division I setting, or was it something you figured, hey, listen, you know, they play a great, they play a great schedule. They have tremendous athletes in Florida, and I'm going to get an opportunity to show what I can do.
Yeah, you know, I'd say it was a little bit of both. You know, I mean, I've always wanted to be a head football coach, and you know, I think whenever you're in my shoes and you've been around a lot of different situations and seen it done a lot of different times, you know, one thing that I always told myself is that whenever I do take a head coaching job, it's got to be the right one, and it's got to be a place where I feel like I can go have success. And man, FAU just checked all the boxes for me. You know, you said a lot of the great things, man. They're in the American Conference here, a great conference, beautiful facilities here, stadium right on campus. You know, we've got a great athletic director and leadership here that want football to get back to its winning ways like it was not too long ago around here. And then, yeah, you know, I think a huge piece of it, man, is us coaches, we're not stupid, man. You got to have great football players. And there's a hotbed of really good athletes and great football down here in South Florida.
Yeah, and you come from an area the same. I mean, you know, you look at the Houston area, which is probably comparable to South Florida in a lot of ways, a lot of talent, an abundance of talent throughout, spread through the state of Texas. You were at Western Kentucky, where there's a lot of talent. What makes this area, in your estimation, probably head and shoulders above some of the other areas? Is it the sheer volume of athletes? Is it the competition every week that a lot of these, like Northwesterns, West Boca, a lot of these programs are, you know, they're not running from anybody. They're going right at it. So once they get to college, they have ice water in their veins because nothing is going to be too big for them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you you start with just the great athletes down here, you know, just the homegrown talent, and it's been down here for forever, you know, and it continues to be, and I think it always will be. And then, you know, what you're talking about here, just, you know, with the schedules that these teams down here are playing, man, I do love it. You know, there's a lot of state championship type teams, and you know, they're trying to get two to three of those games on their schedule in the preseason, you know, before, you know, district play and all that stuff comes along. So, you know, I think all that really just ties into one and just makes it, you know, a really special place down here to play high school football.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach Kittley is the new head coach at FAU. He joins us this evening on South Florida High School Sports. And, Coach, another thing, too, as you come up on spring, this is an opportunity. I'm sure you've met the players, you know, slowly but surely, you know, workouts, weight room, things like this. But this is when you get an opportunity to really evaluate. I mean, some coaches who've been around settings for a number of years, you know, they pretty much have an idea what they're going to do in the spring. This is your first spring. What are your plans? Obviously, you got to see what you have. I mean, you could look at film, you could see your roster, but until, as they say, quote unquote, the bullets fly, you really don't know to what you have. Talk about what this spring is going to be for you, because I think this is probably going to be one of the most important this school's had in a long time.
Yeah, you know, you're spot on. You know, I mean, it's spring is invaluable. You know, these 15 practices that the NCAA allows us, I mean, we're going to take every advantage that we can, you know, and we're going to do everything by the book. But we're going to take all 15 of those spring practices, and we're going to take our, you know, our weekly hour limit. We're going to take it to the max, and we're going to make sure that we, you know, are getting everything out of our guys that we possibly can. Because, you know, you said it, you know, we're a whole brand new staff here, new strength staff as well. And so we're in the process of getting to know our guys, and, you know, we're coaching our guys through some walkthroughs and some stuff like that right now. And, you know, we're installing brand new schemes, you know, so you're installing new offense, new defense, new special teams. And so a lot of it is, you know, we're going to put the ball down and we're going to play quite a bit of ball this spring. And, right. You know, I'm a big believer that, you know, you need to practice the situations and all those things, but, until you're in the middle of a drive, and who knows, it could be a 14 play drive and you're inside the 5 yard line and you're mashing and you're pushing on each other. You know, to me, that's a way to just number one, get better at playing the game of football. But for us coaches, really being able to see what we do have, and, you know, ultimately, you know, spring's going to be good to see what we have, but also it's going to help, you know, all the coordinators on all three phases here. Look into fall camp and seeing where we really need to go tack into fall camp that's going to put our guys in the best situation to be successful, you know, with their skill sets moving into September or late August.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, Coach, here's a good thing, too. When, you know, when people go out and sell tickets, and obviously there's a lot to be excited, the one thing that they could sell this year is an up-tempo offense. You average over 34 points a game. There's going to be a lot of excitement on the offensive side of the ball. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, everybody wants to see offense. You could be as defensive-oriented as you want, but at the end of the day is how many points you're going to put on the board. Talk about how exciting this offense can be.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I'm fired up to bring my my style of the air raid down here to South Florida. You know, I believe it's the only Division I school kind of running this kind of scheme in the state. So I think it's going to get the fans fired up. It's going to get the community fired up. You know, you hit the nail on the head. We're going to be up tempo. We're going to try to move the ball fast, get the ball to our guys in space and let our playmakers make plays, and, you know, extremely quarterback friendly offense here. So we're going to put the ball in the quarterback's hands a lot and play fast. See if we can get up to close to about 100 plays per game and create a lot of excitement here and try to get some more butts in those stadium seats. That's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's going to happen. Zach Kittley is the head coach at FAU. He joins us. Before we let you go, Coach, kind of the first four games a little bit set for you. Come into town, you go right into the Big Ten with Maryland, play a very good in-state Florida A&M team. Then you get an opportunity to play in the Shula Bowl against Willie Simmons, first-year head coach at FIU. And then it's UConn. Right off the bat, take a look at those four games and pretty good introduction to South Florida.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. You know, love the four games that we already are, you know, guaranteed and we know for sure we're playing. And, man, really excited about those. You know, it's not every day you get to go up into the Big Ten and have a chance to knock off a really good Big Ten opponent, you know, as your first game. And, you know, these first games are always three brand new coordinators as well, offense, defense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And special teams, and you know, from them looking at us, you know, clearly we're a whole new regime here. So there's a lot of unknowns, and so those first games can always be tricky. And then, you know, super excited to bring Florida A&M down here for our home opener, and you know, hopefully we can get a lot of the Florida residents into the stadium for that one, and create a lot of energy and have some fun here at home. And then, you know, that third game for sure, man. I mean, you know. I love the FAU-FIU rivalry with the Shula Bowl that we've got. You know, I think that needs to continue. And, you know, I've got to meet Coach Simmons a couple times. And, you know, great, great man, really good football coach. So looking forward to that one. And then that fourth game that you had mentioned, UConn, that's actually weird enough. We're actually playing them in late November here at home. But man, they're a heck of a football team, man. Coach Moore has got them going, and you know, they had a hell of a year this last year, and I know they're looking to carry that momentum into 2025.
No doubt. Spring starts when, and when will we be able to have the spring game this year?
Yeah, so we start spring practice one on March 11th, and then we're going to have a kind of a Friday night lights, under the lights spring game on April 11th. So everybody's welcome, man. I'd love to see everybody come out to the stadium and catch us on the night of April 11th.
Good stuff. Coach, we'll see you out there. Congratulations on getting the position. I know it's a great position. Boca Raton is a place that a lot of people like to be, and certainly welcome to South Florida, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you. Thanks again for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime. Coach Zach Kintley, he's a new head coach at FAU. It's going to be exciting. If you like points, that air raid offense is exciting. They average 34 points a game. If you've watched Texas Tech or any of the teams that he's been part of, Western Kentucky, you know that that the Owls are going to move the ball, and we're excited about that. So new man in town, a lot of different philosophies. Can't wait to get over there, watch spring game, and also have an opportunity to get there during the summer for some of their summer camps. That's always a lot of fun as well.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.